The Book of Proverbs, Chapter 28. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgression of a land many are its princes, but by a man of understanding and knowledge the state of it will be prolonged. A needy noble man who oppresses the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaves no food. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men don't understand justice, but those who seek Yahweh understand all things. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in his ways, though he is rich. Whoever keeps the law is a wise son, but he who is a shepherd of gluttons shames his father. He who augments his substance by interest and increase gathers it for him who has pity on the poor. He who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is disgusting. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in an evil way, he will fall into his own pit, but the perfect will inherit good. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, man will hide. He who covers his transgressions will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Happy is the man who fears always, but he who hardens his heart will fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over a poor people. The leader who lacks understanding is also a great oppressor, but he who hates covetousness will prolong his days. A man who is laden with the blood of a soul will flee to the pit. Let no man uphold him. Whoever walks uprightly will be delivered, but he who is perverse in his ways will fall at once. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows after vanities will have poverty enough. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hurries to be rich will not be unpunished. To show favoritism is not good, neither that a noble man should transgress for a piece of bread. He who has an evil eye hurries after riches and does not know that want will come upon him. He who rebukes man will afterward find more favor than he who flatters with the tongue. Whoever robs his father or his mother and says, "It is no transgression," the same is the partner of a destroyer. A greedy soul stirs up strife, but he who puts his trust in Yahweh will be made fat. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely, he will be delivered. He who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many a curse. When the wicked rise, man hides himself, but when they perish, the righteous increase.